Do we believe in one God? Do we believe in three? Do we believe in four? You know, if you really take seriously what Christians say, it's not always clear. And if you say, I believe what the Bible says, the Bible doesn't always give specific definitions. Since it is not a catechism, it is a book that compiles the witness and teachings of several different people. In today's video, we're going to explore this specific topic, one that was given by a viewer about how many gods do we believe in as Christians and how can we understand this question. Join me in today's video. We want our minds enlightened by grace. Let us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, guide our minds. Keep out of our minds judgments and falsehoods. Allow us to see the truth of God, that we may believe and be saved. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary. My name is Alvaro, and it is a joy to join you today. We are celebrating the season of Easter. As Catholics, yesterday we celebrated Easter, and we celebrate it for 9 days, beginning on the Vigil, the Sunday of, this whole week, continuing and finishing on Divine Mercy Sunday, this coming Sunday, April 11th. It is an amazing 9 days of festivity, a tradition that has been in place since the biblical times, when they would take feasts and celebrate them for a week, if not longer. We see this in the initial festivals that God gave the Jews. And as Catholics, we take these traditions and we take them to 2.0, to the next level. It's so awesome. So today is Monday of Easter. So I had this question from this Australian grandmother who was bold enough to put an honest and sincere question. And she says the following: when I was a child, we were taught that there were three distinct individual persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And I've always loved them dearly. These days they say that Jesus is God, not a God. This certainly does not make any sense to me according to many passages in the Bible. Would you be able to explain this, please? And so this is a video attempting to do that. Now, first of all, if you like this channel and you love these videos, please hit the like button. And also you can support this channel through your prayers, as well as through purchasing merchandise on Etsy or becoming a patron on patreon.com. And know that with every video, I am praying for my viewers. So this is probably one of the few channels where I promise, where a content creator promises to pray for you. Just by watching this, you are being prayed for. So first of all, about scripture and teachings. The scriptures are never meant to be taken as a catechism. What is a catechism? A catechism is a book that is a specific book of instructions, sometimes with questions and answers, other times with definitions, like a dictionary. Now, the Bible was always meant to be used with a teaching body. The Jews believe this. They had the scriptures, and then they had the scholars that would interpret the scriptures to make sure that there weren't false interpretations. Nowadays, many people say, I believe in the Bible alone. And they do not realize that that is a wrong heresy. I want you, if you believe that, I want you to find the passage in the Bible that says we should believe in the Bible alone. It doesn't say that anywhere. Do you know why it doesn't say that anywhere? Because we have not had access to Bibles, like in our homes, for instance, except for maybe in the past 100 to 150 years. Prior to that, it was expensive to get a Bible. It was very difficult. It was simply unavailable. The only people that had the scrolls or the books were the churches, the temples, or the monasteries. those were the only ones that had the books. Everyone else did not have access to Bibles. So this idea of I believe in the Bible alone has only been around for maybe 50, 60, 70, or a little bit more. And so this is not biblical. Isn't that funny? It is not biblical to say I believe in the Bible alone. We believe in a teaching, a truth that was handed to us from Jesus. And this came down to us with the church and with the scriptures together, like peanut butter and jelly. You cannot separate this. That's why Jesus never wrote anything. Did you know that? Jesus never wrote anything. He didn't write a book. Everyone that wrote down the teachings in the Bible was not Jesus. It was followers of Jesus who would make a consensus, would write, would edit, would make sure that it was correct, would present it to the authorities, and then would publish it as the official witness documents to what Jesus taught. Now, those were meant for belief. They weren't meant to have all the details. Who had all the rest of the details? Well, the church. That's why Jesus put in charge the apostles, Peter being the first of the apostles, and then all those under them. And we know that body as the Catholic Church. Now, that body is not perfect, just as the apostles were not perfect, but that is the body that was instituted by Jesus as the teaching body that would guard the faith and be the ones that would guarantee the faithful interpretation of the Bible. Anyone can pick up a Bible and say it means this or means that, and that does not mean it's true. If you do not teach the Bible according to what the Catholic Church says, you're probably teaching it incorrectly. Now let's get back to the specific topic. The Bible actually does not specifically give definitions about God and His nature. So it is difficult to find passages and say, well, this means this and this means this. We can have passages that guide us, but they are not always absolutely clear. Now, let me just kind of now connect it to what we believe. So we believe that Judaism and Christianity are revealed religions, that God revealed it to us so that we could know the truth. That first God revealed that He was one, and then He went into details about what this meant. It got confusing in the New Testament because all of a sudden we have the Father, and then we have the Son, and then we have Jesus, and then we have the Holy Spirit. So what's happening here? Are these three? Are these one? Are these four? The church initially wasn't clear. They had to think these things through to make sure they didn't make any mistakes, because there was many groups that were saying we believe in four gods or in one or in this or it's this. They were making all types of strange interpretations about these things. What did the church conclude using their experience, their faith, and the scriptures as a resource? First, that we believe in one God. There is one being who we call God. Now, this nature, God, is shared with three persons equally. Three infinite persons, each of which is God, but they all share it. So they all, one God, three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So how many gods are there? One. How many persons are there in God? Three. So we believe in one God in three persons. This oneness is a community. How can we best understand it? God created an image of this for us to see something concrete. God is one family, three persons. We have Father, Mother, and Child, one family. How many families are there? One. How many persons in the family? Three. Is each person the whole of the family? Yes. Contained in each person is a smith. They each have smithness, but a different person. Being a perfect family, everything is shared in God. this one doesn't have three toys and that one has two, this one has money and this one doesn't. They all share everything equally. Everything is shared equally. Just because you've never seen it doesn't mean you don't understand. Everything is shared equally. So one God and three persons. Now, one of these persons took on a human nature to save the human race. One of these persons took on a human nature to save the human race. Now, all three of them have the divine nature. Only one of them chose to take on a human nature to save the human race. It was the second person, whom we call the Word, or the second person of the Trinity, or the Son. That person who has those three names that we can use, same thing, just kind of like they call you Joe, or Joseph, or Jojo, same thing, same person. Don't get confused. Don't let these fancy things confuse you. You encounter it all the time. They took on another nature, the human nature, to save the human race. The Father did not take on the human nature, and the Holy Spirit did not. This was a mission specifically given to the second person of the Trinity. Jesus is the incarnate second person of the Trinity. One of the persons of the Trinity took on a human nature. We call that human Jesus, that Jesus truly was human, truly was divine, truly died on the cross so that his human nature would die, and he would offer that sacrifice as a divine person so that all our sins could be forgiven. Is this confusing? Yes. Do you need to understand all of it? No. Do you need to just say, I believe? It leans into making sense. That's all we need. To be saved, we don't have to understand every detail. We don't have to get every little detail absolutely correct. We need to know the general sense. There is one God that we worship. We are monotheistic. Three persons. This one God is a family, a community, a party, a team. Use whatever word tells you of one and many. One and many. They each share godness, all of it. They share it. It's not like a third, a third, a third. Each one is 100% God. We worship the Father. We worship the Son. We worship the Holy Spirit. That second person took on the human nature of Jesus. So what's awesome is if Jesus were to walk through the door, we could worship his human nature and be worshiping God, which is pretty amazing. It's one of the reasons why he took on a human nature. My friends, especially Australian grandmother, I know this may have been confusing, but again, one God, end of story. Three persons, end of story. Each of them is God, but there's only one God. So that means they share it completely. End of story. You don't have to think about it anymore. And one of those persons took on a human nature, Jesus Christ. This is what the Catholic Church has taught. Since Jesus established the Catholic Church, he did not establish other churches. He established one church because he did not need to establish two churches. That would make no sense. And the Bible alone is not something that Jesus taught. If you believe that, you are wrong. And Jesus did not teach that. He never says, believe in the Bible alone. He says, believe in Jesus. My friends, stick with the faith. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. These can be difficult things and confusing because so many different opinions are out there. Don't listen to everything that's out there. Discern. God bless you. I hope this helped you. I hope it was clear and simple. Sit with it. Ask the Holy Spirit to make it impact in your mind. And I'll see you in the next video.